Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are going to be Steve and Lauren. Welcome.
Hello.
Today we're going to be bringing you a short little review of a tour that was done at the Magic Kingdom, and this one was the Behind the Magic Holiday Services tour, which, Lauren, which one is it similar to, we think?
We think it's similar to the Yuletide Fantasy Tour. It seems like it's a piece of that, because the Yuletide Fantasy Tour seems to be a lot longer and encompasses more than what we did.
Okay, and this was offered to you when?
When we were at the Earmark Conference in March.
Okay, so you did this. This was one of the little extras that they offered, and you and Steve got to do this.
Right.
Well, I was in the room dealing with all kinds of fun things.
Oh, yeah. yeah. The one we did was called Behind the Magic Holiday Services Tour.
Okay. And, well, why don't you go ahead and tell us, what was that tour all about?
Well, just kind of a quick background on it. What it was supposed to do was to give us a unique perspective on colors, textures, architecture, illusions, and all the attention to detail that actually turns Disney World Resort into the holiday wonderland that it is each year. So we
so
actually got
poetic.
Oh, I know, aren't I? I should be an author. It basically, we got to go behind the scenes into this massive building, and we got to see the Christmas trees and all the decorations, and there was a whole room just filled with ribbon. It was pretty amazing. It was pretty overwhelming too.
It's behind.
I don't know how to keep track of it.
Yeah, if you haven't been, it's behind the Magic Kingdom. There's a road to the right of Space Mountain that goes all the way around. So you get to go kind of behind the scenes and see the backstage areas. And if you're a Disney nerd, you like to see that kind of stuff where the monorail barn is. And then a little bit farther, there's a power plant and where they shoot off the fireworks from. And then off to the right is the giant warehouse where they house all the Christmas decorations.
It looks like an airplane hangar. It's huge.
Yeah, so you go inside, and it's a giant warehouse, but only Disney can make a giant warehouse fun and exciting. And the first thing you see is these huge Christmas trees, and they're all broken up into different sections, and they're like what they call the icon trees, and they use them like at Epcot. They'll have an icon tree in front of World Showcase, and I think one in front of Spaceship Earth, if I remember correct. Then MGM or Disney Hollywood Studios, the Grand Floridian one, which is one of the largest ones, the one for the Contemporary, and they break them all down into sections so they can get them into the warehouse. And then they also show how they're made. So I think every 5 years, because they sit outside in the sun, they completely redo them. And then as needed, maybe like every year, the ribbons and things like that that fade out in the sun, they rip apart and put back together.
Yeah, one of the really cool things that they said, too, was that each resort can kind of put in for changes to it, too, if it's within their budget.
I think that would be fun. That'd be a fun budget to have.
Right?
You have all this huge, wonderful, oversized, awesome, and partially Disney Christmas decorations. All these decorations that you get to do with what you will.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. I mean, the trees alone, don't you think, Steve? Just the trees alone were amazing. Like, they just to see them in these big, huge pieces, and then to see them working on them. And then we got to see the big Mickey wreath that's on the outside of the Contemporary.
Do they work on these all year? What do they do? They were working on them in March.
Yes, they were working on them in March. They said that they work on them all year. And how many people does it take during the holidays, right?
So during season, they have 40 people that are employed to get ramp up and get everything ready. And then full-time, when it's not season, they have 20 full-time staff. And a lot of them have been there 10, 12 plus years.
And he said something about there was 96 semis to get all the decorations to all the properties, too.
Yeah, so they have a huge night, I guess, where they take everything they can to all the properties, and they load up 96 18-wheelers and pull them around. But it's pretty amazing. So you go in, and then they also have all the, like, floral pieces and ribbon. They have a whole room full of ribbon and this giant wall full of different floral pieces and, I don't know, like lemons and oranges and all kinds of crazy things that you would put on a wreath. And then when they go to design something new or redo something, they can go and pull from these different areas. And like Lauren was saying earlier, each resort has their own budget. So even things like they do Castaway Cay and the Disney Cruise Line and all the new stuff for the Fantasy, their new ship was in there. And then Downtown Disney is going to redo all their Christmas decorations this year, a lot of them. So they had boxes of all those Christmas decorations that had come in. But each resort has their own budget that they determine. So their general manager comes up with what they want to spend to be profitable, I guess, and what they can afford to spend on the holidays. And then they work with Holiday Services on their budget and what they want to do, and they come back with a proposal. So even though it's owned by Disney, they work it that way as a separate business. And they, since they're their own business, I mean, they can go to the outside. The Grand Floridian doesn't have to get their decorations from Holiday Services, but, you know, they do a good job and they've been doing it for years. So that's where they normally go.
So Holiday Services is a separate entity within Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like, you know, the resorts have to pay for their own character meal or character dining characters, they have to hire those out from the character department from the zoo, then these guys would have to buy their stuff or rent it, I suppose, from the holiday department. Huh.
Yeah. It's all very interesting.
Yeah. There's so separate. Different people that we talk to, they have definitely indicated that there are many different worlds. I mean, just working as a travel agent, you see the different departments. Oh, no, we can't talk with that, and we can't transfer money between these two departments because they're separate, and they have their own budgets, and, you know, it's just interesting to see the divisions within Disney, and yet they still operate pretty much very fluidly.
Right. Yeah, they appear to be a whole, but...
Right. Wow.
Yeah, and since they're their own department, like Golden Oaks, which is the residential community, the high-end residential homes, they actually have packages for the residents of Golden Oaks because they have a homeowners association, so they have to have certain types of decorations to decorate those homes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so they can do a Christmas tree package or a decorate your house package, and then when Christmas is over, they will take the decorations down and they will store them at the Disney Holiday Warehouse for them and get them ready for next year. So they actually have a package available for those people as well.
And it was really interesting to see how they store everything, like the whole system. Like once something has been checked to make sure everything is okay with it and I guess cleaned up for the year, it's wrapped in plastic and it's stored and it's labeled with exactly where its location is. It's like down to a science. It's amazing how they do it.
Yeah, they have so much stuff. They have everything in racks and racks and racks, and it's all labeled. And then they have a whole section in the back where you have to put safety goggles on to go into where they're... When we were there, they're redoing some of the Castaway Cay or Castaway Key, either way.
No, it's Key.
Is it Key? Key. Yeah, I guess Key. Most people say Key.
It's Key, but it's spelled K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Castaway Key decorations are redoing a lot of those while we were there.
That's kind of impressive. I would think with a big island like that, that they'd be able to store their own holiday decorations. But to have them stored on Disney property and then hauled off to the island. That's...
Yeah, I would want that job.
Sorry, got to take another...
I want the job to decorate Castaway.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. It's so fun and festive when they do decorate the island.
Yep, and he was saying I guess they used to take a cruise in the olden days, and now I think they fly them over, but they put the stuff on the ship to get it to the to Castaway Cay, and then they decorate, then they fly back.
Yeah, and the stuff is actually on the ships. Some of the ships, though, when they go over.
I can't imagine they have a whole lot of extra space on that ship when it goes out. I'm sure it's very efficiently run, and you know, storage space is used to a maximum. But I guess there's a little room for a bow here and there and a Rudolph nose.
Just a little.
No, they put a little Rudolph nose on the tram that takes you over to the adult beach, which is kind of cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is. Little antlers. It's cute. It's Disney.
Oh, and then Lauren, you asked the question that everybody wants to know about Epcot.
Yeah. The Epcot used to, and it was probably maybe what, 2-3 years ago, they stopped doing it, I guess. They had the arches in.
Oh, between Future World
and the countries and, over the lake, there was arches with lights, and they were absolutely beautiful. I'm sure people remember them. And I was so devastated when I went there the following year and saw that they weren't there. So I asked if there was any talk of them bringing them back. And they said that they have actually been discussing it. There's nothing official, but it is being discussed.
I just pulled those up online, and they're so pretty.
That was one of my favorite things there. I loved that. I have some gorgeous pictures of the arches with the reflection off the water. So you actually saw the arch in the water as well. It was gorgeous pictures. I loved those arches.
Well, I can't imagine they destroyed them. They're probably back in some storage area and waiting to be pulled out again.
Yeah. I don't remember. What did he say exactly, Steve? Do you remember what he said about?
Yeah. Well, they got rid of them. And then they were working with Imagineering to come up with something new.
So they did get rid of them.
Yes.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we asked is Disneyland, they have the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay that they do at the Haunted Mansion with Jack Skellington. And we asked if they were going to bring that to Walt Disney World. And it looks like that it's kind of, they've talked about it in the past, but it never gets any traction because I guess at Disneyland, it is all cast members that take their time and effort to put that together, is what they told us. And there's no funding.
Kind of volunteer system.
Yeah, it's a volunteer deal, and there's no funding for anybody to do it at Walt Disney World.
Well, it's a very neat attraction when they do it like that out in Disneyland, but I don't know. I was going to say it takes away from the traditional Haunted Mansion, but I remember the chandelier when your doom buggy turns at the very beginning, you're going forward and then it turns and then you see the door knockers and the wallpaper up on the ceiling. It's a chandelier come to life. It's the creature. And I remember that as being just fabulous. That was my favorite part about the whole thing. Oh, and then they had, what is his name? Don't tell me. The dog. Oh. Zero. In the graveyard.
Ah.
So he was cute. No, he was in the hallway. He was in the hallway, the mirror hallway. The long, that was right his, after the chandelier.
That was his bone, I think.
Was that his bone?
You have to go again.
Chasing it? We're going to have to go again because I'm confused, clearly. Road trip.
Road trip. I want to go on that one.
Okay. We'll make room for you. You get to sit between the girls.
Okay.
I think the only other thing that we haven't covered is, just so you guys know, if when you want to see the decorations, if you go down, they start putting them up the first Monday of November, and then they usually have them up right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And they're usually up until right after, the second week of January, right? I think they come down.
Yeah, usually early January.
Okay. Okay, well, I liked how you guys came on to tell us about your little tour that you did. I don't feel so bad that I missed it. and with that, we're going to wrap up this show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can always download our shows at mousechat.net, and you can always get them from iTunes as well. Please send us your comments and your questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.